It's Drew Garabo Live.
All right.
The butt.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, you got the right Buddha music now.
Yep. Little go-go from Washington, D.C. All right. So it's Tush a Tush. Thank you. Touch a Tush. Thursday. 771 total viewers on the Periscope for the contestants for Touch a Tush. What's up, Seth?
What's up?
I saw we have a line of people out the door.
Yeah, the asses have been prepped. We are ready to parade them in here and parade them out. They know how it's all going down. If you get less than 50% on this, you have to feel all of the guys up without your blindfold on when it's all said and done.
Boy, that's some inspiration to get 50%, isn't it?
It sure is, man. And these people are excited about it, even the dudes.
This is so crazy.
It's not. It's really great.
So we got this idea because there was an online video involving tushy touching, and we'll play that for you right here as a blindfolded dude tries to determine whether he is feeling a male ass or a female ass. And
you know the difference between a twerking ass and like a not twerking ass. So
I grab a lot of asses, so I think I'll be a pro.
Nice toe, nice texture. I'm gonna go with a girl. Okay. Very warm and biting. Guy. Guy. No ass. Not bad. Girl.
Oh, dude.
At first I wanted to say guy just cause there's not very much I can like cup, but I want to say girl.
All right. So you get the point of it. I'm now donning my sleep mask.
Danielle, make sure that he can't see at all when he puts that mask on.
There will be no cheating.
No, I want to make sure that you don't cheat.
All right, well, I have nothing if not my integrity, Seth.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. All right.
Are you satisfied?
Oh, you definitely can't see.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
Are you doing things to
no,
me?
No, you're fine, Garabo.
Not anymore.
Okay.
You ready for...
Yes.
Good song, Gio.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
All right. Bring in the ass number one, please.
Okay. Now, I don't know whether I'm feeling a male ass or a female ass, a coworker ass or a stripper ass.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, stick your hand out, Garabo.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. That is definitely a female ass right there. That is for sure 100% female ass. I'm certain that that is a round, voluptuous female ass. With female underwear.
SBK, are you okay with the way Drew's feeling that ass?
You need to, I mean, put your hand, you're not, dude, put your hands into it. Like, you, come on, grab.
Wait a minute, hold on.
There you go.
I think there might be someone trying to trick me.
No, nobody's tricking you.
It's ass, man.
That might be a male disguising as a female.
What do you think?
All right, final choice, final decision, Garabo.
You're like patting it. Like,
well, don't overthink it.
Okay, the yoga pants and the underpants say female, but the shape and feel of the ass say male. I'm gonna go guy.
You are correct.
Yeah. Can I see who it was or not?
It's Dennis Gravedigger. Thank you, Dennis.
I knew it.
He was wearing his boxers, not yoga pants.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were really getting into that.
Well, I thought it was a female.
You were like
ass.
Playing patty cake with that.
I initially thought female, but something was a dead giveaway.
Ass number two is lining up.
Okay.
Daniel, make sure that Drew gets his hands on there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here comes ass number two. All right. Thank you, Danielle. All right. Now, I smelled the perfume. That, oh boy, this is hard because the yoga pants and the underpants again say, man, that really feels
Kevin,
like,
is he feeling it up good enough for you?
I mean, I would get more into it, but you know, that's just me.
That feels like a dude's ass.
Just grab it, dude. You're like patting it.
No, that's not a dude's ass. That is a female ass right there. Female ass. Final answer.
Yes, you're correct.
Yes, who is that? Can I see?
Yeah. Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey. Sorry about what happened there. But,
what do you mean?
Oh, it's Kelsey. Well, how are you? It's good to see you.
You should have seen the look on her face when you were sure that she was a guy for the first half of that.
I just did squats today.
No, it's a very muscular ass you have. It's a fantastic ass. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Damn it, Garabo.
Two for two.
Damn.
I know. It's so great.
You're so close to not getting these.
I know.
It's really irritating.
If I had known that was Kelsey, by the way, I would have gone way more thoroughly into that ass.
I know.
Way more thoroughly into that ass. I guess it's good that I don't know who's who.
SBK's your corner guy, and so far you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you need need to touch that ass. You need to really get into it.
All right, so this is ass number three.
Ass number three is right in front of you. Danielle's putting your hands on it to try to guess if it's a guy or a girl.
There is. Okay, those are jeans.
Right.
It feels like that is. The smell is so distracting. The smell of the Taylor Swift.
I like the smell.
I'm going to go. That is a.
All right. Is SBK, is he doing it good enough for you?
He's still not really, I'm touching it, man. You're afraid of it.
I'm not afraid of any ass. That's a man ass. Final answer. Man ass.
It is a man ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Ryan.
Sorry. It was Miguel's idea to bring Ryan in here because he said that Ryan has such a big booty that he thought it would be great for this bit.
It was initially off-putting how big the booty was because I thought it was a girl's big booty, but it had the feel of a man's ass.
All right. Booty.
How do I know what a man's ass feels like? I don't know.
Booty number four is in the building right now.
All right.
Here we go. Put your hands on it, Garabo.
So I'm 3 for 3 so far.
You are. This is really not going well for me.
What is happening there? Is that your ass? Where's the ass? This person has very, like, almost no ass.
Well, don't be disrespectful. Women are very sensitive.
This is a man. There is no, that is, I'm
is
sorry.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Hi, Drew.
Oh, my God. Kevin,
big Kev.
Where'd your ass go?
I told you it's bony, man.
It's not even there. Like, it was the absence of an ass.
Boy, Drew has nailed 3 out of 4 asses. So you've nailed them all.
4 for 4. Yeah. Let the record reflect. I'm not nailing any asses.
There we go.
No, you're nailing them.
Thank you. To the wall.
Number 5 right here. Drew is 4 for 4.
I am the Michael Jordan of ass feeling.
There's an audience in here, Drew, just so you know.
Okay. All right. This is interesting. All right. That's it's got the diameter of a female ass. I'm having a hard time with
it. Give it a good squeeze.
Okay. I'm going to go, that is a...
Oh, come on. Feel it again, Garabo.
Yeah, feel it again.
Going back in.
Jeans, very...
Touch of Toast Thursday going down right now. Booty number 5 in the studio.
That is a female ass.
It is a female
ass. Yes! That's Rhonda. Oh, my God. I knew it.
Thank you, Rhonda. I was really surprised when she said she wanted to come in here today for this.
I was delighted.
People love having their ass grabbed.
I begged her to
do it. Garabo, 5 for 5 today.
Bring it.
This is awesome. All right, go ahead. Right, number 6.
6 ass.
Go ahead
right
go
here.
Up there.
6 ass. Here we go. Can't see.
Oh, wow.
What?
Nothing. Danielle is just helping everybody, and it's very nice.
All right. Where's the ass?
Where's the ass?
Okay.
It's right in front of you, buddy.
This is yet another attempt to trick me because of the yoga pants and the underpants or boxers. This is a. It's hard to.
Oh, yeah.
Is he kneading it well enough for you, Kevin?
No, not really.
Kevin, I'm squeezing.
He hasn't squeezed any of them to my liking.
That is a. This is the toughest ass yet.
Is it?
I'm going to go, that is a female ass.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say it was a guy.
Nailed it. Nice ass. Thank you. See, I have to overthink it because I think it could be a dude wearing a female's yoga.
Right, but and you are along the right lines as your thought process. Yeah, we haven't been able to throw you off yet.
Right.
Is this the final one, Danielle?
I believe we have one more after
this. Okay, perfect.
Just so the record reflects, I'm undefeated on ass. I'm 6 for 6.
You are undefeated.
I have yet to miss an ass.
All right, go ahead. Put your hands on that.
Okay. All right.
Here, back up there.
Back that ass up,
please.
Okay, now this is someone wearing female underpants, which is throwing me off. That is a...
How does it feel, Garabo?
Feels like a man's ass, Seth. That's a man's ass.
Does it?
Yeah.
Did you get a good grab, a whole handful?
No, but I touched it enough to figure out that that's a male ass.
Do you ever feel like you're going to offend a woman if you say that she has a man ass?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that's your final answer.
Yes.
Hi, it's Miguel Fuller.
Drew, you could have grabbed it a little bit harder.
If I knew it was you, I would have.
Do it a little harder. There you go. Yeah.
That's a great ass right there.
Thank you very much. That's CrossFit right there.
Wow. Fantastic.
That is Miguel from Hot 105. He does the morning show. Thank you, Miguel. He was very eager to participate in this today.
I was hoping we would have
one more.
All right.
Here we go.
So I am 7 for 7.
This is not going well for me at all.
7 for 7.
Yes.
What happens if I get them all right? Do you have to feel
There's
some
no
ass?
There's no reward.
No, we don't give you anything. You're the host of the show.
That's not fair. All right.
So you already got the ass.
This is the last ass, right?
Touch a Tush Thursday. Yep. Drew 7 for 7.
Where's the ass?
Back that ass up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to back it up, please.
All right. Okay. Now this one. Logic would dictate that would be a. Logic.
Need it, Garabo.
Yeah, come on, get into it.
I'm needing it.
Put your back into it. That's your shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Final answer, that is a female ass.
Hey, Drew.
Chase! Yes!
Chase!
That's a compliment, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes,
it
is.
You have a wonderful ass. Very that deceptively, ass. Female ass you have there,
Thank
Chase.
Thank you, Chase.
Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry if anyone's traumatized
by
that.
I'm not. That was wonderful. Great job, Garabo.
No turning back now.
What, 7 for 8?
7 for 8.
I can't wait to see the video of that.
Yeah, that should be up on the website. What, Buck? Later? Tomorrow? 20 minutes, it'll be up on the Bone.
If you want to go to theboneonline.com in about 20 minutes, or just go there and keep refreshing until the video shows up, we would really appreciate the clicks.
Man, that was wonderful. Thank you to the Penthouse Club for coming in. Thank you to Chase from Hot 115, Miguel from Hot 115, our promotions department, Kevin, Gravedigger.
Like Kelsey, that was Kelsey from Brunch Kelsey, right? Or is that that different Kelsey?
No, they were from the Penthouse Club.
Oh, okay, because I thought that was Kelsey Blonde who had the brunch t-shirt.
No. So many asses. Yeah, you're just all confused.
Two of the women were from the Penthouse Club. One of them was Rhonda, who works in our building.
Love that Rhonda was one of the asses.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you. That was fun.
Okay, was it?
Yeah, that was exhilarating.
And I'm surprised you got that last booty wrong.
Yeah, me too. Chase has an ass that feels like a lady.
So they were all exhilarating.
Yeah, I would say all of them equally exhilarating. When you touch an ass and you don't know whether it's male or female,
So ass is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Ass is the universal language of booty. It doesn't matter if it's male or female as long as it's ass.
It's crazy how a guy takes it as a compliment when you say that he has a female booty.
Oh, yeah. If someone said, hey, your ass feels like a girl's, I'd be like, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Got it.
I saw Chase was a late addition, too, because he was in the hall. He goes, oh, let me get in on this. He came and jumped in the line.
That is so awesome. Thanks to Maria and the Penthouse Club for bringing by some girls. And thank you to our coworkers who volunteered their asses for me. And thanks to Buck for filming all of that.
Good job, Garabo.
Good job on your part, man. That was you gathered a bunch of fine asses. And Britt so much said it perfectly. I am the goddamn booty whisperer, which is exactly what I am. All right. Hang tight. We have quick hits with SBK up next. And no more ass grabbing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.